Hey, welcome back to Union Weekly. I'm Xander.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Mr. S.
This is episode 20, or finally, 20th episode. Let's get started.
So this is your guys' second time being on the podcast. How are you guys?
I'm good today.
Yeah, I'm good. We're good. It's been a good day, Monday.
By the way, this is Miss Morley and Miss Graham.
Hello again.
Hello again.
How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Yeah.
We are. Are you going to ask me a question first? Or do you want me to go for it? Okay.
Just so keep going.
We are here with me being the advisor for NJHS, which stands for National Junior Honor Society. And Miss Morley is here for...
I'm here for the student ambassadors, and we are going to promote it today.
Yes. So I can start. Basically, we are ready for students to sign up for Student Ambassadors and NJHS for next year, so 2024 to 2025.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be fun. So if you want to join NJHS, it is more focused on service and doing service projects outside of school as well as within the school, helping with like parent-teacher conferences, back-to-school night, Valengrams, the Thanksgiving food donation drive and Christmas donation drive, stuff like that. It also looks really good on applications for jobs, and when you get to high school also looks good, and you can join NHS in high school when you get there. And so we're going to have some links that will be on the Union Middle School website, as well as posters that will be around the school with some QR codes. So if you want to sign up for NJHS, that would be with Miss Graham for 2024-2025 year, more focusing on service and as well as, you know, having good grades, staying out of trouble, things like that. And Miss Morley will kind of explain what Ambassadors is.
Yeah, so student ambassadors are pretty fun. It's kind of a more like being involved with the students and doing spirit days. We do the announcements. Obviously, you've heard our kids doing all the announcements. There's also hopefully some activities coming up, and as soon as we get the auditorium, I'm pretty sure that we would be helping and being pretty involved in any type of assemblies or anything that we have. What am I missing? Anything else? You do have to have a good GPA for it as well.
I think it's 3.8.
Ours is 3.5 for ambassadors. Yeah, probably for high school it's a little bit more strict. And then I think NJHS is...
Your guys, so ambassadors is 3.0.
Oh.
And then mine's 3.5.
I'm 3.0.
So.
There we go.
Student ambassadors, you have a GPA of 3.0. And then NJHS is 3.5.
Yeah. Okay. So, and it's for people who want to be student leaders and be involved in the school.
Nice. Yeah, me and Haley are both student ambassadors, and it's honestly quite fun as it lets you get really more involved with the school, and you also get to I don't really know how to describe it. Do you have anything to say, Haley?
It's just like you're for student ambassador. We like help take all the cans down for the food drive and count them. And NJHS also does that as well.
Yeah, we helped a lot this year just because Ms. Graham and I are so close that we kind of like molded the two.
So NJHS and ambassadors, they work a lot together. So whether you're on either club, you'll probably most likely be working with ambassadors if you're on NJHS or working with NJHS if you're on ambassadors.
Yeah, and like this year, we're all going to be at the multicultural night helping out. We've done a lot of other activities like that throughout the year.
Yeah, and one other thing I like this year is how it's, you meet weekly through advisory.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing you guys keeping that?
We're hoping that continues next year, that it will be your advisory class.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
So if you join NJHS or Student Ambassadors, your advisory would be with me, Miss Graham, or Miss Morley, because you would be part of that club.
Yeah, and it would be instead of an after-school meeting, we would meet during the advisory course.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure, isn't there requirements for you have to do so much every quarter?
For NJHS, yeah, like I said, you have to have a 3.5 GPA throughout the year. So every quarter, I check grades to make sure everybody's holding up to those standards. And then for service, since it is National Junior Honors Service Club, you have to have 8 hours of service every quarter. So by the end of the year, it adds up to 24.
Yeah. Yeah. And Student Ambassadors doesn't have any service requirements because hers is through like the national company or something like that.
What else would you say makes joining these like Student Ambassador and NJHS so special?
I would say just getting more involved is a good way, like especially with Xander here. He is one person who loves to be involved. And I think that's very helpful for when he goes to high school, for when anybody else who's in eighth grade currently goes into high school. It just kind of gives them a jump start to getting involved if they want to be involved with high school activities. And like I said, like if you're in NJHS, you will probably eventually get into NHS when you get to high school, which looks good on job applications. It looks good for college. And so it's just kind of a jump start.
Get scholarships for it.
Yes.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would even apply because I've been applying for jobs and it's looked nice to say I've been a student ambassador for 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So it looks, yeah, it just makes you look like you want to be committed to things and be able to do service or outside of school stuff just to help with things. Yeah.
Shows you're responsible.
Yeah. And besides like student involvement, and there's lots of fun activities that we get to do together too. Like you guys got to go on that field trip to the elementary school. That was pretty fun. Hopefully we'll get to do stuff like that more often. And then we regularly celebrate for doing the things that we've been doing. So if we had parent-teacher conference or we had a really heavy night, like fifth grade orientation this year, we get to celebrate. So that helps too. That's kind of fun. And adds to it. But for sure, it's a lot about your resume and your future college applications. If you're ever interested in student body for high school, it'd be a good start to get you kind of like ready for it. And I know for sure, like in college, being a part of the student body was one of the funnest parts of being in college. So I think it's something that will help you get there.
What like activities do these groups help with for like school wise, like in the school?
So kind of like what I said at the beginning, NJHS helps a lot with back to school night, as well as ambassadors help with that too. NJHS focuses on every year we either do a Thanksgiving food drive or like a Christmas donation drive, either during November or December. We also do Valengrams is what I had said earlier for Valentine's Day. And then we're doing our culture night soon in a couple weeks to celebrate all the cultures we have at our school.
You come and support. So we did fifth grade orientation like tours this year. And then next year at the beginning of the year, you'll be there for the first day, that fifth grade orientation day that most of us don't actually have to be here for, except for the fifth graders. So you come and help with that. And you should give tours and help kids find their way around the school. Hopefully when we do have the auditorium, there will be things. And next year we're planning on doing a few more things during lunches, like what we did. Did we do something this year? Oh, and you did the UNO thing. That was kind of fun. I feel like that was associated with student ambassadors because it was us. So.
Yeah, do you guys think there'll be more activities monthly, like monthly activities?
There's hopefully supposed to be like either just the student ambassadors will be like greeting the kids in the morning, or hopefully there's going to be like an activity like every month in the cafeteria with our kids. That's the plan. We'll see if that works because that was the plan this year. It worked a little less than we wanted it to, and then the auditorium will help a lot too.
School's still being built.
Yep. If we have the auditorium, we'll for sure have assemblies that we'll be in charge of and taking care of.
Yes. If the auditorium is ready, then there'll obviously be a lot more assemblies, and that's one thing
for sure.
Yeah, one involvement we didn't get to do this year since it wasn't finished. So hopefully next year we're gonna do a lot more activities once the auditorium's complete.
Speaking of assemblies, wasn't the All for All like run by student ambassadors and NJHS?
Yeah, I think we did help with it. So, and that was like, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, will it be coming back for like
students? I mean, I don't know. It just depends on the new principal and the building. The problem with the auditorium is that we can't get everybody in it.
There's only 600 seats, while the old one had 1,263.
But there are other places that we could probably try to figure it out. Like, we could even be out on the field. It'd just be a little harder. So, there's some things
you'd have to get the portable stage and all that.
Yeah, so we'll have to wait and see, especially with the new principal, and see what she has planned for assemblies and how she wants to fit everybody in them.
Yeah, I definitely would recommend signing up for these.
Such a good time.
Yeah, it's fun. The advisory periods are fun as we discuss, like, what we're planning, who's going to do announcements, and it's overall a good time. We haven't really talked about announcements. We should talk some about that.
We also learn the advisory lessons while still being in advisory.
Yes, so that is a good thing to say. If you are in advisory with us, it's not just NJHS or ambassadors that we talk about the whole time. We still do teach the advisory lesson as well, so that all the kids get the same lessons that the other kids are getting. And reiterating how to sign up, Miss Morley and I have decided that the deadline will be May 3rd. So we need everybody that would like to sign up for NJHS next year or ambassadors next year to look out for the posters that will be in the halls, in the cafeteria, in the library, and to either scan that QR code on your phone, and you can fill it out on your phone. If you don't have a phone, and just have a Chromebook, you can just go to the Union Middle website, and there will be a link for signing up for NJHS or student ambassadors right on that UMS school link, and that will be up on
Monday.
Hopefully Monday. Yeah, Monday.
It's currently the 22nd, so yes. You guys have all of this week and next week to sign up.
Yes, so 2 weeks to be able to sign up for NJHS and student ambassadors, and we are going to be kind of picky on making sure you guys sign up on time.
Yeah, we can't randomly,
because it takes us a while to have to pick through kids.
The sooner the better.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you also have to have like a teacher recommendation. So you can't just be anybody all year and then hope to get into student ambassadors or NJHS. You've really got to try hard. So make sure that you have been an ample student this year so that you'll be qualified for a team leadership.
And don't you guys talk to teachers from the previous year to see how they behave?
Yeah. So you'll have to put that on your application, and we'll go and talk to them and see if they think that you're a good fit. Yes. I think you put your...
Well, yeah, one of the questions is like,
what team were you on? And we can even ask all of your teachers.
Yeah,
really.
Making sure you have... I think on my NJHS application, it says list two teachers who would refer you, meaning you talked to them, not that it's a surprise to them that you're signing up. So two teachers that would refer you or would be happy to say, yeah, I would like them on ambassadors or NJHS.
Cool. So yeah, I recommend signing up, and it's a great thing.
Super fun. Stuff like this, maybe.
Would you say signing up is an easy process, like a one-word answer, or should kids be expecting like a paragraph?
I think there is one that is like, why do you think you would be? So there's a couple that are like, please tell me more so that I know that you are willing to make an effort and try.
Yeah. So some of them are one-word answers, and then some of them you might have to type like a sentence or two.
It's not too bad.
No. And come with some ideas, because one of the questions is, do you have any ideas for next year? So come with ideas.
Think
like
of those now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, is there any other information we should cover on this?
I think we're good.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah. If you have questions about it before you sign up or after you sign up, you can talk to Miss Morley or Miss Graham, me.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any crazy stories?
Miss Graham's going to go first.
Last time you didn't, so you said you would have one this time.
You didn't warn us.
Okay, I have a couple I could say. The first one, this is more like an embarrassing story for myself, but there were some children involved. Last year, Miss McClendon and I used to be ELA partners, and I would come into her classroom all the time, especially during lunch. And her class before lunch were eating candy, and they had left some chocolate on the chair that I
sit in. The worst place ever.
And I did not realize that they put a little piece of chocolate there. So I was wearing white pants that day.
Oh, no.
And I had sat down in the chair that the kids had put chocolate on. And when I stood up, I remember, and Miss K can, if she listens to this, she can vouch for me because she was in the room, and they were like, you have brown on the back of your white pants. And so I literally had to take off my pants and go get water and soap. And I washed my pants in front of Miss K and Miss McClendon last year because there was brown chocolate on the back of my white pants. So that's the crazy. I don't know if they meant to leave chocolate there, but
they're just messy kids.
They maybe could have.
They told their friend because they got a bad grade on article of the week. Yeah. Yeah.
They knew Miss Graham was going to sit there. Yeah, they're like, you know, she always comes in and sits in her, right?
So that, they got me. The kids got me.
I have a crazy story, but it's kind of weird. It's almost like you got to see it too. So I had a student one time who wore the same red hoodie every single day. So he just came to school in his red hoodie. And one day he took boxes and stuck boxes inside of his hoodie and put it on his desk. I seriously thought he was sitting there. I had no idea. So it looked like his head was down, just had the hood up over one of the boxes, and even had his little arms up and everything. There was no kid in there. It was just boxes and a hoodie. He totally fooled me.
Awesome. I wonder if he did that more times.
I think he just did it the once, but I do have a picture of it. So, you know, if we ever need to, I'll post it on the website.
And that was a sixth grader?
It was in elementary school. It was a what? Fifth grader.
Elementary
he was in
skipping?
Fifth grade at the time. He was just there. Like, he was hiding under one of the desks. He didn't go anywhere, but it was pretty funny. It was totally fooled me.
Yes. And I used to, I don't do this anymore, but I used to have my measuring tape, and I would, like, roll out the measuring tape, you know, how far it could go before it, like, breaks, you know, the measuring tape. And so I would see how far it could go from my desk to another kid, and I would try to poke him with the measuring tape before it, like, snapped.
Sounds like something Mr. S would do.
Maybe on a good day.
It's good.
Mr. S, do you have any crazy stories?
Have you ever shared?
We've never asked you.
We've never been shared.
No, I've never been shared. I can't share most of them.
I know.
I have a secret book that has all of my crazy, really crazy stuff. I mean, I was at a high school the past three years. And so crazy things happen at high school.
A good not has to be school appropriate. It was so hard for me to think of them.
Right now, all my best ones are very much not podcast
worthy.
appropriate.
Yes. Podcast appropriate. That's
I can't think
time.
Of an. Remind me, and I'll do it one time. I just can't think of anything right now.
Get the book.
No, I'm not pulling out the book. No.
That's a teacher book.
That's a me only book. It'll go with me till the day I die. I'll be buried with it.
Yeah, be in your grave.
Yeah.
I bet every teacher has a book like that.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely have.
Yeah.
I call it my book of secrets.
Yes.
You guys do funny things and we take note.
Yes, we do.
We may not see anything in the moment, but we definitely know what happened.
Being a history teacher has its moments sometimes too, because kids will say stuff. I'm like, oh, no, you can't say that. Please don't say that. Please don't say that ever outside my class. Then it will make me look bad. So. I'll think of some.
So those are crazy stories for you.
All right. Should we do question of the week?
Yep. Question of the week. This one's near and dear to my heart. So there is only one answer this time. I'd gone away. I'd given multiple answers, but there is only one answer. Okay. So this state, it's about a state. It's a great state, by the way. This state is the only state in the United States where you can mine for diamonds. There's only one state where you can mine for diamonds. It's a great state. I have been to this place numerous times. I'll even give you a hint. This diamond is predominantly featured on their state flag. So there's.
I wonder.
Seems like Xander knows.
Oh, Xander definitely knows. It's a great state.
All right.
So that's the question of the week. Which state is the only state in the United States that you can go mine for diamonds? And so it's a national park. And if you find a diamond, you can keep it.
Wow. I want to go there. Let's go.
So,
Mr. S, can we go on a class field trip over there?
Nope. I'm not taking you.
I don't want to be in a bus with you.
Or a plane.
And most of y'all will come to me and be like, Mr. S, I found a diamond. You probably found just a very, very dirty rock. I've had that happen. I've seen it happen at that national park. Some kid will come running up, oh, mom, dad, I found a diamond, and they wipe it off, and it's just a rock.
Yeah. Lol.
Okay. So, yeah, that's question of the week.
All right.
Come see me.
Are we doing puck? Are we doing a puck card pack? Or
I don't know. What do you want to do, Xander?
Let's do
a diamond.
No, I'm not giving you a diamond. I don't have diamonds. No,
at the park,
I have never found a diamond.
Mr. S will give you a plane ticket to there.
No, I will not. I can't even get a plane ticket there right now.
Oh man, definitely a pod. What do you call them?
A paw card pack.
Okay, then Xander's gonna bring me another paw card pack.
Awesome, right now.
Yep,
they are.
They're a hot commodity.
Okay, then Xander, bring me another pack, and I will give it to the first person. Just the first.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yay.
Cool. Well, thanks for listening this week, and we will see you next week with Mr. Gillies.